Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, you're at a really fancy gala. And you are a waiter and you're serving someone and you're kind of like you kind of have a connection with this person. You're like, oh, my God, I don't know. Maybe I want to like flirt with them. It's inappropriate, but I'll do it. And then their partner comes over and is like, you want to talk to them? Give her your fucking number. And just keeps pushing that you just give your number to their partner. But like in an aggro way, what do you do?
This is Same Day Shipping, the show where we geek out over real love and fake relationships. I'm Colin.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Patrick.
I'm Kelly.
What do you do?
Okay. I mean, I think you just do. Why not? Do you give a question, do you give a real number or a fake number? Because just give a fucking number.
Yeah.
You still are honestly in service. So you got to please them.
Sorry, maybe I should have said.
You're
they work. Say, yeah, that's
fine.
A good point.
Yeah, they say, I mean, take her number.
Yeah, I'll take it. I'll put it on. I'm not calling that number.
Oh, like he has it written down for you, but he's also very mad.
Mm-hmm. He's like, take her fucking number. And he's also like kind of lording over you that he's rich and you're.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like you could never. How could you take her from me when I have so many cars?
Well, yeah.
I mean, but,
like, but then also she's like, so she's sitting at a table.
Yeah.
You're serving, but then you're kind of talking. And then he interrupts. And then he's like, oh, you want to talk to her so bad? Give him your number. And then she like begrudgingly writes down her number. But then when she passes it to you, there's still that spark. So do you call her?
I think you like text her information of like a woman's shelter.
Yeah, for real.
Like she's in a really bad relationship.
Well, wait, is she or... Are you a pawn in their psychosexual game?
Which that's
you know
fine.
What I'm talking about.
So, then,
I don't.
Like,
I don't know what you're talking
no,
about.
You know what I'm talking about?
I don't.
Here's the
do
thing.
Do any of you guys know what I'm talking about?
It's not that familiar, but.
Is it from an episode of You?
No.
Wow.
No. That was loaded. Okay, yeah. It's loaded.
Season 2, January 1st.
Yay. Okay,
They shot some of it on my street.
I'll give you a hint. In this thing, he does call her. And then the husband, like, sticks the phone on her vag.
What?
As, like,
okay,
foreplay.
Is this a dream you had?
No. It is, but that's a coincidence.
Like, you watched the movie after that dream.
Yeah,
and you're like, oh, my God.
Oh, my God. No, it's from Succession.
Wait, when does that...
When Culkin at the, like, charity event that or not the charity event, the like special event that Connor puts on. Mm-hmm. And then Roman like sees his wife like talking to a server, and he's like, "You want to fucking talk to her? Talk to her. Give him your number. Then she does, and then he calls, and then
yeah,
he
I don't just, think like, I would call, it. But if it was Roman,
yeah,
I would probably do it just because he seems like he may kill me and get away with it.
That yeah. is like,
so it like seems, it's not worth standing up to him.
Yeah.
It's just.
It seems like exactly like when he offered the kid $1 million to hit the home run. Like, is this his only
move?
His one move is to be like, I'm rich and you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't understand empathy.
Yeah. And then he starts to find out he's a slug. So then his move becomes, I'm a slug. And that's when I like
you. Oh my god!
Okay, so you guys would call you... or not?
No, what? Get out of this! Either it's like you're a pawn,
right?
But what if you want to be involved in their psychosexual game?
Wait, so which are you?
Which wouldn't be the end of the world?
Okay,
right?
But are you into? Yeah, I guess if you're into, if you like it,
mm-hmm. here's the thing: you just keep going to voicemail, and you don't know what's going on.
How many times have you called, Kelly?
You call like 7 times.
What if every time you got back? Voicemail, you thought the phone was in someone's vag, and so you're up. Vag phone again.
Also, like, an underwhelming like vibrator is just the most frustrating thing ever.
Yeah, no,
how much
yeah.
power do you think an iPhone single speaker is gonna fucking
I don't think it's doing a lot.
No, that's horrible.
I think she's faking it. She's like, oh, wow. Yeah.
Phone do you think has the it functions as the best vibrator?
What
phone functions as the best vibrator?
Yeah, yeah. LG Envy.
Well,
jitterbug.
Jitterbug.
The jitterbug. It's got the big key, so you can see.
It's perfect.
It has a suction cup so they can go to your ear.
I mean, it just doesn't have to do anything else, is my point. Like, it doesn't have any like space for processing power. It's all like fucking servos or whatever.
Okay, I'm going to look up.
Really you open it up, it looks like a Swiss watch. Wow, I don't know. I mean, my personal feeling is if you want someone to be a pawn in your psychosexual game, let them know ahead of time and set up some ground rules and then rest it. Like a slow-cooked piece of meat.
I don't think it is a psychosexual game at that point, though.
Wait, hold on. You're saying if you know the rules, it's not psychosexual?
I don't know what psychosexual means, but it's sex play.
Yeah, I think it's still psychosexual if you consent to it.
Guys, I found the strongest. I Googled what phone has the strongest vibration.
All right.
Oh my God.
First answer is BlackBerry 7250.
Damn it, we were all so wrong.
But then hold on, this person just tweeted, on Ars Technica. This person posted in this message board. It says, not kinky, I swear. All I really want is something reasonably small, which has a vibrating alert, powerful enough that I can reliably leave it in my occasionally baggy trouser pockets and not miss a single call or message. Does such a beast exist?
Should not have called it a beast. She gave the game away.
Yeah.
Is there a stallion of a phone that can satisfy all of my aching needs?
Okay, I'm finding a lot of people are saying SET616 is very strong. Motorola is also strong.
Okay.
But granted, this post is from
very old.
2003.
So I would bet vibrations are not worse the strongest that they ever were then.
I'm sure.
They were probably the most mechanical.
Yeah.
That's a completely uninformed
guess. Because there's loose marbles that are also shaking around in there. Like, it's like everything's shaking. Now everything's so compact.
Yeah. And it's true. If you have really baggy pants, you don't even know if you missed a call.
If you're loose trousers.
Occasionally
loose. Loose trouser. But you need a beast of a phone to really get through. Oh man, I was trying to figure. Oh, how was I? I was gonna come up with some way to.
You know what?
Get
if you're if you were didn't know you were wearing the most vibrating phone in the world in your pants, and it went off like in your back pocket.
Oh.
You would jump like 10 feet in the air,
lift off.
And because of your baggy pants, you would catch the wind.
Yeah, catch wind, and you would.
Fly!
Wow,
flying ships,
guys.
Flying
there's ships. A movie out today.
Yeah,
called today.
Today. There's a movie coming out today.
There's a movie coming out today.
Okay.
Called Aeronauts.
I have, when you said
Colin
this.
Colin seems very excited about
Colin's
Aeronauts.
Excited. You are filled with hatred. And Ryan and I have no context whatsoever for what this
I
is.
I may have seen a 15, if it's what I think it is, which I think it is. I think I saw a 15-second trailer that made me think it was for a DVD release of another movie I didn't see.
Because
it has the same leads. Or I could still be wrong. I didn't look it up.
Who are the leads?
Eddie Redmayne
and
Felicity Jones.
Who were in...
Stephen Hawking.
The Stephen Hawking movie. So I thought it was a DVD commercial for that, but I was like, when did they go flying? And also...
Is that how he broke his back? No, that's like, not what happened. He has a degenerative disease.
Like, how is he in that air balloon? I don't understand.
Wait, so it's about air balloons?
I don't
it's
know.
About, it is about air ballooning.
Aeronauts.
I've never been in an air balloon. They seem fun.
Let's go in one. I think that would be fun.
Yeah,
for us to
I'd
go
be
in.
Down.
That'd be cool. I think at the OC Fair, they have one that's like tethered to the ground
no,
by 80
I
feet
want
of cable.
Done that. No, yeah. No. I want us to be free balling.
Let's free ball.
Look, I just want us to be able to do the things they do in Aeronauts.
Which is what?
Which is like scary. Climb around on the balloon itself.
No,
that's
what?
So scary.
Why
because
are they
the hatch is frozen. They're yeah. so high, the hatch is frozen.
Wait,
she
hold
has
on.
To.
Is the plot. I thought. So it isn't about the guy
is this
who
like
invented.
A-
hot air balloons and his wife, which, no. of course, is what I projected because I thought he was still Stephen Hawking.
Right.
So you thought Stephen Hawking invented hot air balloons?
I didn't know. It was 15 seconds. I was very confused.
Sure,
so
sure.
he's like a weather scientist.
Yes.
Of
and
course.
He's of course he is. And he's like, I need to get up in the air so I can measure stuff.
Yeah.
And everyone
valid.
That he goes
they do
to
that
is...
to this day.
Everyone who he goes to is like, you can't put this...
I could barely reject you through my mouth.
So he goes to Felicity Jones and he's like, you're the best there is at flying in balloons. Yep. And so she's like,
a lady aviator.
I'll take you up in the sky.
When is this set?
I don't know.
2003.
That's why everyone was rejecting him because like, no, we have planes now.
Yeah, we figured it out. We have satellites.
Yeah.
But thanks.
But then they go up in this balloon and like bad stuff happens.
Yeah,
danger.
And they got to climb around.
Is this basically like a bottle movie? Like they're in the airplane. Or...
I think once they get up there, that's going to be the movie. Yeah,
it's like Gravity, but like more boring.
Or like snakes on a plane.
Yeah, maybe we shouldn't watch this before
people in a
we
balloon.
Go.
But yeah, what if we get too scared? Too many people,
I
motherfucking
mean,
people in this motherfucking
if
balloon.
If this movie was called People in a Balloon, I think I would have known it wasn't. It's too knocking me faster. So you're into it though, Colin.
I think it looks like super fun.
Okay.
I love the honestly from the trailer, all I know is the climbing on top of the balloon in ice. Like I want to see it in the dome or IMAX or something.
Yeah, you're gonna dump like $20 to watch this movie. I'll go see it with you. It'll
happen.
Yeah, right? Like
yeah,
that.
No, we love the Meg.
No
one
Meg.
Saw
no,
that coming.
It was really fun. That was really fun. You know what? I think I'm really excited for this
people
movie.
Wow.
Turn around. People in a balloon.
The thing that caught my attention about the trailer was that like the music cues for it are so like, this is an inspirational balloon journey.
Oh my God. Inspirational balloon journey. I want that on a shirt.
Yeah. Let's make inspirational balloon journey shirts.
Yeah,
that's great.
Guys, I have my...
It can commemorate our balloon trip we take together.
Yeah, inspirational balloon journey. Oh, that's cute.
Such a bad omen if we're wearing those when we get on the balloon.
It's so like $3, $2, one me. And then it's like, wah, wah, wah. Well, so, okay. Aside from the two characters in the movie, because that's the obvious choice, do we have any flying ships?
I mean, do we think that's a... We don't know anything about these characters. Is it a good ship?
The reason why it goes up in the air too much is because they fuck.
Sure.
They don't pay attention to
fill
where
with hot air.
Well, here's the thing.
Hot fuck
he
air.
He is
hot
always trying to like do daring things.
Uh-huh.
But she knows the rules of the balloon.
Mm-hmm. And don't hit the player, hit the balloon.
And so like she's very serious, but then one night
yeah.
he pulls out a bottle of wine.
Uh-oh, cheesy.
Oh, no.
And she's like, I shouldn't. And he's like, who's going to call the balloon police?
And meanwhile, the balloon police are like, mayday, mayday. We've got more cases than we've ever had. One.
But there's no vibration on the radio.
Yeah. Oh,
so they don't know.
They don't know. They can't hear it.
Plus, their trousers are so baggy.
So baggy.
So loose.
Loose trousers.
She's wearing loose trousers.
I think she does.
I'm more into it.
Are the trousers so loose that she's going to use them as a parachute?
Oh, cool.
Oh, no.
Wait, so she jumps out and it's like... Whoop.
They should use their balloon as a parachute, maybe. That's more fun. Yeah. Oh.
Okay, well, do we have any ships or no?
Are you guys... do you remember the Oogie Boogie Man? From Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah. Yes.
Not a flying character.
No.
Good point.
But he is a burlap sack filled with bugs.
The bugs could fly.
So some of those bugs fly?
They could be flies, yeah?
Some of them could be flies, but that's not where I'm going.
Oh.
At the end of it...
I'm trying to help.
Oh, no worries, no worries.
This is the most passive-aggressive you've ever been. That's fine.
Yeah, don't worry. I'm just... He's unwoven, the bugs escape, and then he's just like a pile of yarn.
Oh,
it's
no.
very sad
what
for
oh,
a, no. something made yeah. out of fabric. Do you guys remember in Aladdin... When Jafar gets powers and turns
the rug carpet
into a pile of...
Yeah.
I think he calls him carpet.
Yeah, he calls him carpet.
Yeah,
he's
a magic carpet, yeah.
But then he turns into like just a pile of string, and he's very sad, but then he gets go back to normal. Well, after all Aladdin and all the sequels, I like to imagine that maybe carpet's flying through Halloween Town on a vacation, on an adventure with the genie, and sees this sad pile of string just sitting there, and gets the genie to return it back to a bag, but without the bugs. And without the bugs itching him, no, Oogie Boogie Man's nice. And they fall.
Oh, he's itchy.
Nice.
Wait, he's just an empty sack then?
Yeah, he's like an empty sack. But
he can move.
Yeah, imagine.
He's got magic.
Imagine Danny Elfman just kind of like being wavy.
But they should like put something in there. Maybe
the
like
monkey?
Maybe the magic carpet.
Oh shit!
Oh, damn.
I'm gonna wear you like a suit.
Yeah, slide into him like a little pair of slacks.
Perfect. And he like rolls up all thin like he tends to do. And
And then he unfurls while inside.
Yeah. Boom.
Yeah.
Plops when you cook him.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Why was the magic carpet in the Cave of Wonders to begin with? Do we know that?
I think he was a treasure.
Punished for murder.
Because if he's one of the treasures of the Cave of Wonders...
The second he touched him, it should have started going.
Well, yeah, that's definitely true,
why
too.
He's not a treasure.
No, you're right. I mean, I will abandon my line of thought because you're correct. If he was a treasure, the cave would have collapsed the second they got on him.
He's a prisoner.
Yeah.
Could that be what happens to souls who are trapped in the Cave of Wonder?
Oh.
Well, he was very dog-like.
Yeah, he was.
The way he behaved. So I assume he was like the pet of one of the people who died in the Cave of Wonder.
He reminds me.
That's what I always thought as a kid.
Yeah, because Aladdin goes in with a pet. It's safe to assume that everyone goes in with a pet.
Yeah. He reminds me of the Ottoman in Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
He's very.
That's definitely a dog.
That's definitely a dog. Maybe he's not that much of a dog, and I'm just confusing him.
He seems doggish, though.
Like
they both have like tassels for hands,
right? I think that's what it is.
Yeah.
The four tassels.
Four tassels, four legs.
They're low to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they're flying.
They don't talk. Unless they're flying.
Wow. Well, okay, that's cool.
Yeah, that's it.
That's a cute ship.
That's a cool ship. I like it.
Thanks.
Okay, I have one.
Okay. Uh-huh. Let's hear.
Okay. This is also coming from the Disney World. Okay. So Zazu is just, he's tired of nobody listening to him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because he's always yelling at everybody to be in order.
Yeah.
So he's like, I just need someone that's just going to listen to me. And I need to just go find myself. So he flies away.
Good for him.
He's flying and he's flying. He leaves the jungle and the savannah and he starts seeing like desert. He's like, what? And he sees like a castle and he's like, what? He goes into the castle and he encounters Iago.
Yay!
So,
all right.
And you think Iago's going to listen to him?
No, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Iago doesn't listen to him. Iago shows him that a little bit of chaos can be kind of fun. And I think he, but on the other hand, Iago learns that there's like better people to take orders from than Jafar.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So he's.
This makes sense. Because Zazu, mm-hmm. he's always trying to give like advice to the. That's his job, right?
Yeah.
He's a royal advisor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And he's respect. Well.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, Foster respects him. Although he does treat him like a glorified babysitter. So maybe not.
Yeah.
And they do practice pouncing on him.
Oh, yeah. No, he's so not respected.
They commiserate.
He's not, yeah. He's not respected, but he is enforcing rules.
So. Okay, sure. Now, how does this play into the scenario where the two of them take over the enchanted tiki room?
Oh, so
shit.
Because that did happen.
Yeah, we got to get to that.
For real?
There was a period in like the early 2000s.
Yeah.
What?
Where Iago and Zazu took over the enchanted tiki room at Disneyland and Walt Disney World and like changed the whole program of the show. And everyone, hey,
well, here's the thing.
It.
The tiki room
hated it.
Is perfect for what it is.
It's its own thing.
It's its own thing. It's a bunch of songs.
Mm-hmm.
It's cheesy.
It's a lot of beaks flapping around way too loud.
Some, here's like, the some weird like stereotypes.
Yeah.
But
oh, yeah.
There are birds.
Yeah.
But it's weird because you're like.
It's like Star Wars style racism.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like it's a creature. It's not a human.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, there's also the totem poles, which are a
problem.
The
totem poles are troubling.
But also, it's one of those things where it's
but
like...
if you have some Dole Whip in your hand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you feel hot fine. Outside.
Yeah. And there's that private bathroom stall. Also, if you are... some of my favorite things at Disneyland are the ones that are not actually affiliated with any specific...
Yes.
IP.
Like the Jungle Cruise?
No. Not the
I'm
Jungle
so
Cruise.
I'm so bad about it.
I don't enjoy the Jungle Cruise. and I don't need a movie about it, but like Matterhorn, mm-hmm. Thunder Mountain, Small World, like Tiki is fits in there with the, mm-hmm. like, you know what? It's just its own thing.
Yep.
I think wow, what a mistake.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they undid it.
Good. Zazu
no
and Iago.
Kids have to ever know about it.
Yeah.
But I would be interested in their dynamic. I think they would probably have not a... It wouldn't be the happily ever
it's
after.
It's like grumpy old men.
Yes. It would be very, there'd be lots of grumpiness. Because Zazu would probably be trying to control things.
Yes. Yes.
And Iago would just be insisting that nothing can be controlled.
Yeah.
And everything is chaos.
He's like, you can try and try, but like evil still is going to happen.
You know Iago would be the one who would make it start raining.
Yeah.
Which
I mean, do you think he gets on like that little treadmill thing? And like mm-hmm. generates the storm with like his like foot power.
Yeah.
Foot power.
Foot power.
Foot power.
I've been liking how you've been talking today.
I don't know what's going on. I feel strange.
Are you keep calling Iago Iago, which is very interesting to
instead
me.
Instead of Iago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Iago.
It's almost like, are Iago. You auditioning for a Shakespearean play?
Just to us.
Yeah, just to you guys. When same day shipping mounts Othello, and we're going to.
Yeah, yo, we will.
I think he is speaking in
iambic pentameter. When you guys mount Shakespeare, play. It's very interesting. I like it.
I think it's the chair that I'm sitting in.
You do, are in a
it's giving me a strange Patrick, swagger.
You're in like a winged back chair.
Plus you are mm-hmm. wearing like the shawl neck cardigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a very Mr. Rogers feel, but your energy
is
not Mr. Rogers.
No, I was going to say like patriarch of a rich family who maybe is going to get murdered.
One of the Roys.
That would be the meanest thing.
You look like one of the Roys.
You know the energy you're giving off? It's not like physically what you look like, but like when I look at you, what I feel is one of the Roys for sure.
Yeah.
So my ship is from Final Fantasy VI.
Shocker.
Of course. Honestly, I think like is that the most shipped IP in this room and it's all from you?
Well, it is certainly all from me. Mm-hmm. There's no denying that.
I know maybe time-wise it's the most because we do have to hear the storyline of an entire two-disc video game that none of us ever
like
played.
85 hours of playing.
Okay, this is on one Super Nintendo cartridge.
Okay.
We spent a month talking about Marvel ships.
That's true.
1 month. Okay.
Okay, so this, the cornerstone of this ship is a dude named Setzer who flies an airship. It's like his whole thing.
There we go.
Okay. So his job is his, job is his identity.
Yeah. Yes,
true. But no, when you meet him, he is, he's like a scoundrel.
Okay.
You want him just for his airship.
Mm.
And he is, you set an elaborate trap. Because all we know about this guy is that he has an airship and he has a crush on the opera singer. Okay? So you...
Cultured.
Yes, he's a cultured man. He's a gambler, a gentleman gambler rogue.
Ooh.
Okay, I think I'm in love with him.
It's a bit rakish. Yeah, I'm into that.
So what you do is, because he wants this... Thank you, Kelly, for taking that picture.
Sorry.
The way you're sitting.
Cross-legged?
Yeah. The way you're sitting. There's a whole thing happening.
Full of intent.
So he's going to, he's left a note for the opera director saying, when the opera premieres tonight, I am going to kidnap the lead singer, soprano, and I'm going to make her my wife. And it's going to happen on opening night.
I mean, that's pretty operatic. The phantom
of the opera is here.
So your heroes are like, hey, you know what? One of the people that we've been like rolling with looks a lot like this opera singer. So you fake the fucking opera. And in the course of the game, you're like,
they're able to?
Yeah. They're able to. I mean, they put on the opera with like the fake, this woman who's not a singer. And you have to like learn the lines. She practices.
Oh.
And also the whole thing is attacked by an octopus, and you have to octopus named Altros.
Okay.
Who attacks? Look, you've got a long complicated history with this octopus by this point.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure.
He's going to find you at the opera.
Altros again?
Yes, it is like Altros again. Then you fight him on the stage. Anyway, you end up taking his ship and
do you foil the kidnapping plot?
I mean, because like she gets kidnapped, or like your party member gets kidnapped. Yeah. Celeste gets kidnapped, and then she like throws a rope down to your guys, and then you basically commandeer the airship. But so Setzer, he's got that like he's kind of a son of a bitch, you know.
Kind of. He is a kidnapper.
He wants to kidnap.
Yeah. Yes.
That's what he does to someone he has a crush on. He kidnaps him.
Yes.
He just like wants her so bad. Though.
He just wants her so bad.
Guys, it's not an excuse. Mm. Write a letter.
Here's the thing. So the reason he's a son of a bitch like this is that he used to have a lady friend who also flew an airship.
Mm-hmm.
And then she was the like super adventurous one who was like, I'm going to fly the ship faster and farther than anyone ever has. And he's like, yeah, sure you are. And then she disappears because she flew
Amelia
too
Earhart.
Far, too fast. Yeah. Or maybe like this Aeronauts movie. We don't know.
Oh, yeah.
I think they're going to land.
Yeah.
You think they're going to land? All right.
You know what? Let's see it.
All right. I'm so
in the
excited.
Dome.
You have already committed hard already.
Yeah, I'm ready.
We're going to have to start an online petition to get Arclight to show it at the Dome.
At the Dome? They're like, absolutely not.
No.
No, we have many other movies.
We have four people who would see it.
And we're like, And?
So anyway, I ship Setzer and Daryl, the woman who flies the original ship.
Does she ever come back? No.
No, she. So he finds the crash ship and like buries it in her stead. And then when through the course of the game the world ends, because the world ends halfway through Final Fantasy VI, and your ship crashes and everything, he digs it back up and like flies it in her name for the rest of the game. And it's beautiful.
Oh, that's sweet. And he never finds her body.
No.
No closure for him. Sad.
Yeah.
But I mean, at least he got to use the ship.
Yeah, and
that's
everyone
sweet.
Got to do it and save the world.
That's really nice.
That after it ends.
So. I really like him sans like the kidnapping thing, but I guess maybe we could chalk that up to a dark moment or something
like
that.
Yeah, everyone makes mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there we go. Ryan, you have a flying ship?
Yeah, mine's really obvious, but I was thinking about it, and I think I like it for good enough reasons so that it's not too obvious, but...
I'm so curious what it could be.
It's... really obvious.
What
really?
Oh,
what is the most famous flying character?
Peter Pan.
Oh, okay. Second most obvious thing.
Dumbo.
Okay. This character is also
just Disney characters. Is that
famous for
Mary Poppins
being in love?
Superman.
Yes.
There we
Superman
go.
Superman and Lois Lane.
So I was thinking about it. And I was like, that's very obvious because I kept thinking of like them flying through the air. But I think what I like about it is Lois Lane. I don't know if you guys know this. She's very serious.
Yes, mm-hmm. she's very serious.
Mm-hmm. She's all about...
Ace reporter.
She's an ace reporter, and that's what her whole thing is about. She's like, I'm going to take down bad guys with the truth.
Sure.
Which is a great noble cause. And Superman, he's like kind of too handsome and like too dashing, and she's not... She falls for him to the extent that she does in spite of herself. It's not because she necessarily like think if she thought of the ideal partner for herself, she wouldn't picture Superman or think that she needs to be with someone so famous or much of a hero.
Or even someone as dweeby as Clark.
Exactly. I mean, ultimately, he is her, like, they do belong together and it is the right, but it's not like who she would have projected herself, but like there's something. When they go fly together, and I guess I'm thinking of Superman the movie primarily, like I'm thinking of Margot Kidder's face.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it's like it hits something like very real and free in her that she wouldn't normally be in her day to day life as hard nosed reporter. So I guess I just ship like Lois having that moment of romance.
Yeah,
that's really great. Sweet though,
because Lois has that like there's a cynicism baked into her, right? Mm-hmm. And that like is the, that's just so not Superman. Like he's so sincere.
Yes. Yeah. And that's part of why she doesn't really necessarily immediately connect with Clark. Cause he's like the sincerity without the, any of the, extraordinary stuff like being demonstrable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whereas like when she flies with Superman or what, you know, when he says, depending on the version of what you're reading. But again, I'm picturing Superman the movie, the two of them flying from her balcony. Like, that's just him being extraordinary and taking her to, and her, like, in spite of herself, being in a moment of awe.
That's really sweet.
So, that's, I ship it.
Yeah. It's a good ship. It's a solid ship.
You know what that made me think of is an ancillary ship in the episode of Smallville where the Flash leaves. Have you guys seen it?
I have not.
Okay, I've screamed about this before, I think on LRA Nation. It, like, guys, it plays out like a romance scene. Like, literally, the music that they choose, and watch it if you can. The Flash is like, he's like, yeah, you know, I've got to leave. And Clark's like, I just really wish you wouldn't. And he's like, I'll stay if you can catch me. And then he runs, and at first they're pacing each other. And then, you know, obviously the Flash zips up real quick and boom, goes away. And then Clark's like, and the music's like, da-na-na-na-na-na-na, or something like that. It's like, sounds like that kind of music.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like really intensely romantic and was played off as, quote, friendship. Which...
Yeah. But that's, I think, a thing with that show.
Yeah.
Is it was very...
Ship heavy. Mm.
Ship heavy, but like,
yes, the Lex stuff.
The Clark and Lex was season one.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I know exactly. I can picture it now in my brain.
Yeah.
But like, yeah, it, and at the time, because of what WB was then, like, it was kind of baity.
It was a little baity. Because also they were never going to commit to something like that.
No.
Which sucks.
I mean, I don't think they even had any queer characters,
no.
Mm-hmm. At least in the parts, in the seasons I watched, which was like the high school years.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is the Flash in that Barry Allen, or is it Wally?
I think it's Wally, but
Wally. And also, I'm trying to think of the actor.
He's
that
definitely
plays.
Younger.
Very young.
Oh, he's Beaver.
It's Beaver.
Oh.
He has a real name.
Sure, but from
Mars.
Yeah. The same actor as the person who plays Beaver on Veronica Mars.
Yeah.
He's very young.
Cassidy, sorry.
my name is Cassidy.
But no, it's Beaver. And so he's a little younger than the main crew.
Yeah.
And I think he also flirts a lot with Chloe. My memory.
Then he better run.
Wow. Well, I mean, she does brand people. It's not my fault.
Colin, do we have any questions from Twitter?
We do, and it's not any less weird. So this comes from @Landry_Des.
Landry!
Hey, Landry.
Hi, Landry.
What if one day you woke up to your partner taking a video of themselves peeing on your feet? Also...
Did you get stung by a jellyfish?
Not enough?
What if that partner was 90s recording artist Tiffany?
Okay, we gotta start.
Okay. So,
which
Tiffany.
Do we start with?
I think it has to be Tiffany all along.
Yeah, Tiffany first. You always knew it was Tiffany.
Mm-hmm. Great. Mm-hmm.
You're dating Tiffany.
She seems cool. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's fine. You know, she can sing.
She can sing.
She's peeing on my feet.
When she's videotaping.
You wake
it.
Up videotaping. Yeah. Videotaping pee on your feet.
Have you woken up with wet feet before?
I think you question.
Like
I
mean, at that's... the end of Memento, a bunch of like yeah. pieces are coming yeah. together.
Yeah, I think you think that you have a foot sweating problem.
Oh no!
And you wake up, and the first thing you do is shower. So you like don't really notice the smell very much,
right? But you do know that your feet are wet. You've tried changing your diet.
All right.
Yeah,
I don't want to be so gross.
Okay,
but like. Physically, how is this happening?
I think she's squatting.
Yeah. And then selfie stand. And
she is
talented. And she's singing.
Yeah. And she's done. Yeah. And she is definitely done. Because like if I tried to do that to someone, no, I would fall over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or drop the phone.
Okay, here you go. What if
this takes a lot. Like, you need two hands to... What she's doing to aim on little feet?
Okay, what she's doing is she's like got her feet like propped on the walls.
Yes.
Holding on to the closet doorknob.
Yeah.
Like if it's a situation like, you
so
know,
she's
my
like suspending herself over the door? Yep, over the bed?
Well, because the other hand needs to be working the selfie stick. Yeah.
Yeah, no, selfie stick is behind her.
Yeah. And a mirror glued to the door, the closet door. So you get all the angles.
There's a mirror.
There's a conversation, right?
Yeah, sure. Here's the thing. Consent is king.
Yeah.
And Tiff,
yeah.
Why in the fuck did you think I wouldn't be into all of that?
Yeah. All those acrobatics.
We could have got a tripod even.
I feel like the hint is in the videotape.
Mm.
That's why she didn't tell you, because that thing is not just for her.
She doesn't want to cut you in on the profits?
Or she's distributing it in a way that you wouldn't like.
Mm. Or part of the kink is you not knowing, which is...
Well,
not
then,
great.
Which is a problem.
Yeah.
Not great.
Yeah.
That's a kink crime, as I like to call it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard you say that before.
I just made it up. I don't like to call it that.
As you like to call it from now on.
I'm like, kink crime. It's fun to say.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
We all know what it means.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well,
I think I'm not
being facetious.
I think you just have to be like, here's the problem. Are you a kept partner? So then you have to say goodbye to whatever life of luxury you've lived.
What?
Listen, I've been watching a lot of Succession.
When someone that commits
listen,
a kink crime,
money makes the world go round.
I mean,
oh my
gosh, in that moment,
also
you do
empties out your soul.
Yeah,
you
it does.
Do have to stop for a second and be like, how much does this bother me?
Yeah, how much?
Because like it might bother you a ton, or
yeah,
like
right,
it could
not.
Just be where you're like, wait, I can't believe you didn't tell me you were doing this.
But then, okay, or if you know, here's the question.
Yeah.
If you know that part of the kink is you not knowing, but you also don't really care that much, and you're like, look, I live in a dope house, and I drive a really nice car.
You become accustomed to a lifestyle.
Yeah, and you're just like, I'm just going to pretend not to know.
Okay, but you pretend not to know,
mm-hmm.
and she tells you she's going to change the sheets that night, and she doesn't.
Oh, no.
And she's like, why are you overreacting? I just forgot. We slept on one night. It's not that big a deal.
She's like, I change them every night. What's a...
One night we're going to sleep in the same sheets twice. Like, what? Please don't... I pay for everything.
I only change them so frequently because your sweaty feet keep ruining them.
Oh, I could not feel this guilt. That was fucked up.
Her gaslighting you about the feet like that. I couldn't.
Hey, guys.
Two relationships.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers.
With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.